April in the Country is a triptych consisting of three large photos mounted side by side, each measuring 35 inches wide and 20 inches high. The central photo shows the head of a black woman wearing a wool cap, looking out towards a landscape of rolling fields and cloudy skies, with an electrical pole supporting parallel wires in the distance. The woman wears a faint smile, and the photo is shot from behind her left ear so that we see her face in profile, as though we're following her gaze as she looks out. The landscape itself is slightly blurry, suggesting a scene in motion, and depicts dry and yellowy-brown terrain with several additional white posts sticking up in the foreground and a low range of mountains in the background. The photo on the left is also slightly blurry. It shows a small white L-shaped house with a sloping gray shingle roof and three chimneys, and a smaller square outbuilding, also with sloping gray roof, both perched near the edge of a glassy bay surrounded by low brown hills. The land around the house is rolling and mustard yellow-colored with sparse copper-colored brush. Further in the distance, across the bay and behind the brown hills, a higher mountain range juts out beneath the overcast sky. In the photo on the right, a small distant house with a slanting turquoise-colored roof sits at the edge of a winding river or creek that starts in the foreground of the photograph and twists off towards a low range of purple mountains obscured by clouds in the distance. The small house sits amidst a copper-colored barren and hilly landscape under an overcast sky, although the sun appears about to break through at the very top center of the photograph.